Ask the Holy Spirit to open up your right ear gate. Ask the Holy Spirit to open up your left ear gate. Ask the Holy Spirit to open up your ear tunnel so that you would be able to hear and receive what the Spirit wants to give to your will. This prayer is called the Special Revelation from the Spirit of God. It's the Special Revelation from the Spirit of God. We always hear the word being thrown around from pulpit to pulpit, from prayer meeting to prayer meeting, that the Lord has given me a special revelation. But this particular prayer is going to break down what a special revelation is, so that you don't get tricked and you don't get run amok and you don't get bamboozled in the church or with so-called spiritual people when they start talking in a fake prophetic voice, giving you a fake prophetic word. I'm going to give you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, the special revelation from the Spirit of God. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I welcome and invite the person of the Holy Spirit to come and fellowship in prayer and have communion with me. I activate my faith with my belief in the power of God as I now minister the word of the Lord back to my Father in heaven. I decree and I request an uncovering, meaning to take the cover off something hidden from me and to remove a covering from something hidden from my knowledge, and to expose something in the meaning to find out about or reveal something secret or previously hidden from me, and to uncover the truth about somebody in my spiritual family life in a godly and spiritually righteous relationship with me, like the bridegroom and the bridesmaid, or a husband whose wife is from his rib and made subject to him as a suitable helper, in the name of Jesus the Christ. You see, that's what a special revelation is from the Spirit of God. A special revelation is an uncovering. Ask God to uncover something for you. Ask God to take the cover off something hidden from you. Ask God to remove a covering from something hidden from your knowledge. Ask God to expose something to find out about or reveal something secret or previously hidden from you. To uncover the truth about somebody in your spiritual family life, in a godly and spiritually righteous relationship with you. For example, ask him to reveal, like, the relationship between the bridegroom and the bridesmaid. That's a special revelation. A husband whose wife is from his rib. That's a special revelation. And made subject to him as a suitable helper. That's a special revelation. I decree the drawing away by Christ of the veil of darkness covering the Gentiles, because the Gentiles had a veil of darkness that was covering them. So I decree the drawing away by Christ. When Christ died, the veil was broken, and now we can go directly to the Father. So I decree the drawing away by Christ of the veil of darkness covering the Gentiles. That's a special revelation. I decree the answers to the mystery. Let me stop right there. The answers to the mystery. You know how people say, you know, God works in mysterious ways? God don't work in mysterious ways, because Christ revealed the mystery. Apostle Paul revealed the mystery. So a special revelation is the answer to the mystery. So when you pray, God said, pray with understanding. When you sing, sing words that are words of understanding. So let us pray with understanding about a special revelation from the Spirit of God. Give me the answers to the mystery, and give me the answers to the purpose of God in this age. What do you mean this age? In this dispensation of the Holy Spirit, in the 2024 generation that we're living in, I decree the answer. I decree the special revelation to the mystery and purpose of God in this age, and the communication of God to my soul. That's a special revelation. The communication of God to my soul. Give me the communication of God to my soul in the name of Jesus the Christ. That's a special revelation. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1. To boast is necessary, but not profitable. For I will come to visions and to revelations of our God. So to boast is necessary, but it's not profitable. So what's profitable? He said, I will come to visions and to revelations of our God. I will come to visions because a vision is a special revelation, and to revelations of our God. Look at Galatians chapter 1 and verse 12. For also I did not receive it and learn it from a man. I did not receive it and learn it from a man, but I received it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. Look at Galatians chapter 2 and verse 2. Now I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. See, I went up in the spirit by a special revelation, and I made known to them the gospel that I was preaching among the Gentiles, and I showed it to those who were considered to be something privately or important. See, Paul was breaking this thing down. He said, look, you original apostles, you original 12 disciples that ran with Jesus when he was walking the earth, you original cats, okay? Y'all walked with Jesus, y'all ate with Jesus, y'all drank with Jesus, y'all was doing ministry with Jesus, y'all had communication with Jesus, but don't none of y'all know about the revelations of Jesus. Paul said, I get all my revelations come from Jesus. Y'all walk with him and still couldn't get the matter of fact, Jesus said y'all was dull of understanding. So Paul said, I went up by revelation, and I made known to them the gospel that I was preaching among the Gentiles, and I showed it to those who were considered to be something privately. You guys was running around like y'all was important, lest somehow I had run or would run in vain. Y'all running around talking about y'all doing this, y'all doing that, y'all doing this, y'all doing that. And Paul was like, y'all ain't doing nothing but running around acting like y'all important. And none of y'all are important. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 7. So that you do not lack in any one of his gifts, but you are waiting for the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, that's a special revelation. When we are waiting for the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're waiting for the special revelation from the Spirit of God. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. For the glory and honor at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The glory is a special revelation. The honor is a special revelation. And the appearing of Jesus Christ, that's a special revelation. You can't get that from reading about it. You have to experience a special revelation. Looking at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, because of this, gird up thy loins of your thinking and be completely watchful and hope for the joy that will come to you at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the appearing of our Lord. At the appearing of the special revelation from God. I decree 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 13, but rejoice because you share in the sufferings of Christ, that so you will also rejoice and be glad at the appearing of his glory. That's a special revelation. I decree 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 7. And you who are oppressed, he will make alive with us at the appearance. That word appearance again. At the appearance of our Lord. At the appearance of a special revelation. Who will appear from heaven with the power of his messengers. The power of his messengers. Who will appear from heaven. Heaven with the power of his messengers. That's a special revelation. The power of his messengers. He sends the power with his messengers to give us the special revelation. Look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 19. For all the creation hopes and waits for the revelation of the sons of God. I decree Romans chapter 8 and verse 19. For all the creation hopes and waits for the revelation of the sons of God. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Isn't that something? I decree Revelations chapter 1 and verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave to show his servants. The revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave to show his servants what is right to happen soon. And he made this known when he sent his angel to his servant John in the name of Jesus the Christ. Isn't that something? God God is always sending his angels with the special revelation. He sends his angels with the answers. The word of God says that the prophets, the real prophets of God, carry the answers to the prayers of the saints. Let me say that real slow. The real true prophets of God, they carry the answers of the prayers to the saints. Oh, come on, somebody. This is about the special revelation from the Spirit of God. I'm in agreement with the revelations of Jesus Christ. See, this is how this thing works for a person who has faith in the power of God, and this is how it works for people who believe in the Word of God. I'm in agreement with the revelations of Jesus Christ. I believe the revelations of Jesus Christ. I receive the revelations of Jesus Christ. I have the revelations of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for blessing me with your grace by giving me the revelations of Jesus Christ. So let the revelations of Jesus Christ be unto me according to your word about special revelations and my confessions of faith. The special revelation from the Spirit of God. Y'all better get the special revelation.